بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الأئمة من القريش، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, honorable brothers in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat has left us with another Jum'ah and granted us the ability to attend Salatul Jama'ah. Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed us with many facilities, faculties, opportunities, and has granted us many things which we, if we praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it won't be enough. The boons and favors Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has bestowed upon us, we cannot enumerate. But the greatest favor, the greatest treasure, the greatest dollar, the greatest thing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us, and most of us He has given without any sacrifice or effort, is the dollar of Iman. And the more effort we make on Iman, Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant us the ability to understand Amal, that is actions. Alhamdulillah, as I was stating to you, that after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made Khalifa. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not categorically or specifically or in particular say Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the Khalifa after his passing away. But by indication and by the mere fact that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that he must leave the Salah, and because of his position and status in the society, people unanimously elected Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be first Khalifa. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on his dying bed, he nominated Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was passing away, he nominated 6 Sahaba, and he had instructed that they must sit and they must deliberate over 3 days maximum, and within 3 days they must come to a decision that who must be the leader and who must be the Khalifa. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his son, was to oversee this and to convene this and to see that after 3 days a decision is reached. These 3 Sahaba, they had a mashura. They had a meeting and they had mutual consultation as to who should become Khalifa. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he ceded his right or he ceded his nomination to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as one of the 6. He ceded it to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu ceded his right to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala anhu ceded his right to Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, his suggestion was this: that we are 6 of us, and if 3 of us we step down, there will be 3 left. It will be easier to decide. So because of his suggestion and because of the mutual love Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu had made, had, in those days there was no fighting and there was no pushing and pulling for posts. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu was left. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was left. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was left. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a convener and who was supervising this nomination so that the Khalif can be elected and brought into power without any confusion or chaos, he said, see, that he does not want to become Khalif. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, no, he won't become Khalif, but one of these 2, Hazrat Ali or Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. During the evening, he should go around and take a certain opinion poll.
overall amongst the people and inquire from the people that between Hazrat Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه and Hazrat Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه, who we should choose? Both are pious, both are righteous, both are excellent, both are sahabi, both are jannati, one son in law, both are son in law of Rasulullah. Hazrat Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه, the Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, two daughters they only, that's why it's called Zindure. Two of Rasulullah's life were with Hazrat Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه. Hazrat Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه, Hazrat Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها, was his wife. So both Sahabis and both of excellent character. Eventually Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Awf رضي الله تعالى عنه, after surveying the situation, he came to the masjid and he then after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that we must take that and we must say allegiance, take the oath of allegiance on behalf of Hazrat Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه. So first Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه, second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, third Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه. Hazrat Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه, he was martyred, and his martyrdom is one of the tragic incidents in the history of Islam. Surrounded his house, stopped the water, eventually made him martyr, and his body lay, according to some historians, for 3 days without burial. There was utter chaos and confusion in that area because of the rebels, and the Shiite elements had come in between and tried to cause confusion. They caused the martyrdom of Hazrat Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه, and subsequently the people approached Hazrat Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه and said that you must become Khalif. So he accepted the post of Khilafat and tried to neutralize it. What we learn from this, that one method of bringing the Amir into power, bringing the Amir into his position, bringing the Amir into where he must rule the people, is by nomination. One is, there is no nomination, but only the intelligent people, or the those who are righteous and pious, and those who are the elders of the society, they bring the man into power. And what is a tribal is set about, a tribal of the elders of the society, a tribal of the elders of the locality, they are set about so that they can bring the Amir of the locality into power. There is no such thing in Islam, my respected elders and brothers, there is no such thing in Islam as one man, one vote. There is no such thing in Islam as this democratic world will want us to believe that one man, one vote is a solution to all the problems. Today we have so-called democratic countries existing all over India, Pakistan, and especially the so-called concept of democracy is pushed into the Muslim world, and the Muslim rulers and the Muslim political parties follow these concepts hook, line, and sinker. And as a result, what happens? You have power politics, you have party politics, you have personality politics, you have pushing, pulling, bribery, corruption, you have all these things going on in the name of democracy. And behind all these things, you have the CIA, the FBI, the Zionist bloc, the Jewish bloc, and all these American blocs trying to bring their leaders into power. That is why if you look at the global situation now, that the Kuffar and the Mushrik, that the imperialistic West, that the Americans and the Zionistic bloc, they are dictating terms to our Muslim brothers. They are dictating terms, while they are playing golf and swimming in the pool, they are dictating terms to our Muslim brothers, how much to sell the oil. And they are the ones who bring them into power by their manipulation and the Jewish lobby. Remember that Islam does not want this. Islam does not believe in hereditary rule. Islam does not believe in corrupt monarchism. Corrupt monarchism. Remember what I am saying, that corrupt monarchism has got no place in Islam. Yes, if there is a ruler and he is ruling by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is justice and fair play, and he is making unilateral decisions according to the Quran and Hadith, well, that is allowed. We have got an example of that. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when there were forces around him, all along forces were around him, when he took over the Khilafat, everyone was saying to attack him. And the Sahaba was saying that don't attack them, then have patience. Then he made a unilateral decision that though everybody must go out to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the jihad is proclaimed, everybody must go out. So he is looking at the spirit of Islam, looking at the protection of Islam, looking for the security of Islam, and looking at the guardianship of Islam, he made this decision. Today we find that the Western world, that the Jewish laws are dictating to us. Why? Because we have now suffered an inferiority complex. that we think their progress is Islamic progress. We think wealth is Islamic progress. We think possession of arms and ammunition is progress. We think possession of the chemical war is progress. We think having this ammunition, having this atomic power in our hands, having this nuclear forces in our hands, we think that is progress. Whereas Islam is teaching us something else. Whereas Sharia is directing us to something else. And what is he directing us to? There's a battle of Badr. 330 Badri Sahabis standing there, ill-equipped, but having full faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having full conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leading and praying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is useless. Today we can have the best of people. Today we can have chemicals in ourselves. Today we can have whatever you want with ourselves. But if we haven't got the most important factor, and that is Iman and the strength of Iman, then we can do nothing. But if we have got nothing with us, then we have got Iman with us, then we have got everything with us. Then the Nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend, and descend from the unseen forces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it has been descending previously, as we have seen this. However, the solution to bring about an Islamic situation locally, internationally or nationally, locally, what I mean is, for example, we have got Islamic organization, we have got Islamic rules in our own society, meaning that we have got churches, we have got bodies, we have got mutawallis, and we have got those who run the madrasas, those who run the masajid. How they must be brought into power? Do you have an annual general meeting every day into power? Remember, I respect the elders, that that is an Islamic matter. Without any hesitation, we will state that we can substantiate that, that is an Islamic matter. Allama Mawardi, Rahmatullah Alayhi has stated in his Ahkam al-Sutaniya that a person who comes into power must have certain qualifications. In Islam, in an Islamic political situation, that the board member must have certain qualifications, the candidate must have certain qualifications. When we say the voter, that the person who is going to bring the candidate into power, he must have certain qualifications. What qualifications he must have? The voter. The voter must be pious. He must be righteous. He must be male. Remember that he must be male. And upon this I will discuss this later. He must be male. And he must have the sense of following the Sharia. He must be one who is adhering to the Sharia. He must be one who is performing to the Sharia and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must not be a transgressor. He must not be an evildoer. He must not be a fasik. He must not be a tajir. He must not be one who is butchering the sunnah. He must not be who is massacring the faraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you have such a voter, when the candidate also, he must have all those qualities. The candidate, the one who is going to stand for the post, whatever post it be, he must have all these qualities. He must be righteous, he must be pious, he must be one adhering to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must have spiritual foresight, he must have insight into the Islamic affairs of that time. He must have the quality of valor, he must be a male, he must have courage in him, he must be one who will take a firm stand to defend Islam at all costs. He must be one who will take a firm stand to defend the Sharia at all costs. That is the quality of the candidate. So you have got a qualified votership for a qualified candidacy. As a result, you will see that the good people, the cream of the crop, will come on top. And they will rule. At one point also, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated clearly in the hadith, that that person who desires leadership or desires a position, he must not be given a position. That person who desires a position, who wants, and he wants, he, in his heart he says, I want to become this. I want to become mutawalli. I want to become trustee. I want to become treasurer. I want to become this. He must not be given that position. Why? Because he is motivated. He is personally motivated. If we can only learn this, then inshallah over a duration, over a few years, we will have good mutawalli. We will have pious ones, righteous ones. We will have good amirship. Why? Because we will establish the commandment of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One point here, that a woman cannot become a leader in Islam. There is no room for woman presidentship in Islam. A woman is one who must stay at home. She must safeguard her sanctity. She must safeguard her modesty. She must be one who will care for the husband's property wife when he is away. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, clear hadith coming in very authentic kitab, Bukhari etc., that he was informed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed that in Persia, a female ruler was brought into power. And this information was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that no nation can be successful. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator of this hadith. anyway, how strong this hadith is. The Hadith Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator of this hadith. It says that Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, no nation can be successful if it got the woman at the head. Clear cut hadith. What we have got clear cut hadith of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is a statement we have to believe. Whatever has come out of the mouth of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies, وَمَا يَنْتِكُوا عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak of his own desire. He speaks of wahi. Wahi is coming to him. Divine revelation is coming to him. And he's speaking from that platform. Now people may say that there are certain female rulers and there are certain female rulers that are ruling. What about them? Remember, first of all, you get Muslim female rulers and non-Muslim female rulers. You can see what has happened to the Muslim female ruler who has ruled Pakistan and what corruption and bribery has taken place there and what is the result. And the female Kafir rulers that are ruling at the moment, you can see that practically the whole Gulf issue was caused by a female ruler. That female ruler has caused and was trying to tell the Arabs that leave the prices of the barrels low so that we can benefit. So that's the result of the whole Gulf crisis issued with the possibility of thousands of and thousands of lives being lost. Another principle, a rule is that if a female ruler, a Kafi female ruler comes into power, it doesn't mean that Islam is accepted. Islamic Sharia is laid down. Islamic law is laid down. It doesn't mean if there is a Muslim female ruler that we say, no, that is permissible. The woman's role in Islam is different. The man's role in Islam is different. And alhamdulillah, the man is one who must be courageous. He must be one who is full of valor. He is the one who is prepared to sacrifice his life for Islam. He is the one who is prepared to go out in the path so the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. And remember, one thing very clearly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any will come when we go towards Him. The more we please Him, the more of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unseen aid will come. With the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starting from today, as going on to tomorrow Saturday, and terminating inshallah by Zohar time Sunday, that is today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just before Zohar inshallah, we should terminate the reason. South African quarterly Ustima. Alhamdulillah, it's good. Every one of us should avail of this opportunity. Go into a good environment. Meet the ulama ikram. Sit in the company of the righteous and pious. Have this figure that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change our condition and make us better. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can improve our condition and make our iman strong. Because iman is strong, the unseen aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. And only then the unseen aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. And these writings of the wall, the taqat and qudrat, aid is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Power is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Might is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dignity is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Death is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dignity, salvation, power, might does not lie in any political power. Dignity, might, salvation does not lie in any equipment. Taqat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qudrat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Power is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Power is not in the AK-47. Power is not in the R1. Might is not in the ALC. Might is not in the CP. Might is not in the PAC. Might is not in ASAPO. Might is not in these political parties. Might is not in any of these kuffar political parties. Might is not in this Zionist bloc. Might of power, Qudrat is not in the Israel. Might, power, Qudrat, everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does what He wants. Allah does what He wants, how He wants, when He wants. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We please Him, He brings good condition. We displease Him, He will destroy us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to realize this, to focus our attention. The solution does not lie in bootlicking this kufar. Solution does not lie in following and adopting the ways of this mushrik and kufar. Solution lies in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Solution lies not in being steeped in luxury and comfort, sitting back and looking at the rocket television programs. Solution definitely does not lie in that. Solution does not lie in this kuffar system of education which is prevalent in our country. Solution lies in following the tariqah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every effort by our soul, our body, our wealth, our blood, everything that we made in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come. Otherwise we are lost. Otherwise we are completely lost, and the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not descend if we do not adhere to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعقد دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين